Sounds like the freaking Civil War is happening outside my window. It did. It did happen outside my window. But it sounds like it's happening right now.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. It's Wednesday's Wins and Whiffs of the Week. John is here. Brandon is here. Charles is here. Christopher is frozen, except his eyes are moving. He's here. Everybody has been fooled 10x, thinking they were going to get one thing, but they're stuck with us on this episode. You've been fooled. You've been duped. You're stuck with Five Idiots Talking Toys. Thanks for joining us on this episode. We're here to share our wins this week, our new items in our collections, and we'll see if we have a whiff at all where someone struck out in the collector's hobby. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, like this video, and comment below. We want to hear what your favorite win of the week was. And please share what you've picked up this week as well in the comments. Guys, welcome to the show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us, Shane.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So does everybody have a win this week? Raise your hand if you have a win. I was wondering if Chris was slow or not. We were giving him a moment.
No, I actually got another gift in, but I'm not going to show it because I get yelled at for my gift. So,
oh my God.
Show us your gift.
I don't have anything. No, it's too late. It's too late. It's upstairs. It's,
yeah. Gifts.
Sorry.
It's he has like one of those like Christmas toy donation boxes outside of his house. People just drop by and give him gifts every week.
You know, we had a
I
had another win today. Started off as a whiff. I had a win at the house. Started off as a whiff. We did I don't know if you can tell by the red nose, but we did a crab boil today. Oh my gosh.
That's toy related?
Huge win. No, it's not toy related.
Oh, okay.
I highly recommend the crab boil.
Let me guess. You boiled hot water. You had crabs that were still alive, and then you threw them into the boiling water and killed them.
No, we bought frozen crab. Ah. Frozen crab legs.
There you go.
So I'll rewind. You boiled water. You went to the supermarket. They froze live crabs. So they're like, And then you threw them in.
Crab boil.
So you want to know what my motto is? If it comes out of the water, I don't eat it.
Oh, he hates seafood. Hates it. His wife loves seafood. He hates seafood.
Have fun on vacation. Seafood.
I went out to dinner with my wife on Friday night. It was our first dinner out, like just me and her with no kids. And we went to like
a really nice
restaurant. And no, I actually ended up getting a filet mignon with mashed potatoes. It was very good. It was well done. It was it was medium well. Medium well. So it was medium well. Because I don't I don't like rare. I don't like pink and blood. I hate all that stuff. But my wife ends up getting this like weird fish. It wasn't branzino, but it was this other kind of weird fish. I couldn't sit there and watch her eat. It was disgusting me. I kept on telling her, I'm like, you are disgusting me eating this thing right now.
Disgusting. How long do you go before you kiss her again after that meal?
We didn't. She has to brush her teeth after that.
Hey,
Chris, Shane, you have to order your filet mignon rare.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
No, Shane, medium rare. Medium rare is the way to go.
If you live in South Georgia, you're going to have to get used to the low country boil. You ever had a low country boil?
I know what it is, though, because up in Washington, my family does crab and shrimp boils, and I've seen like a lot of low country boil stuff on social media and on cooking shows.
Oh yeah,
do they do the potatoes and the corn
and the sausage and the shrimp?
Sausage, yeah.
They just boil sausage. Water and they go in the fridge and the freezer, and they're like, I don't give a fuck what's in this thing. I'm throwing everything in there. They throw like freaking a microwavable bottle, meals. Like
a bottle of ketchup.
Yeah, who cares? They throw everything in there.
Do you do the table dump afterward?
Yes.
It's the best. You dump it on a dirty picnic table.
Reach in there and shovel it on your plate.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You get some brown paper if you need to. You throw it on the table. You dump it on the table. Everybody gets like a little cup of melted butter.
Sorry, Brandon. So good. Are we disturbing you, Brandon? Sorry.
What?
Oh, okay. Are they calling Batman?
I'm trying to find another podcast about toys.
Are you getting signaled by Lois Lane or whoever the hell signals Batman?
Oh my God. Lois Lane.
Charles is always on another planet when it comes
to. He doesn't even know who Chewbacca is sometimes. Remember that?
Yeah.
Are you getting the bat signal from Perry White?
What's the guy's name? Peter Weeks?
Are you getting Batman's partner, Deadpool? All right, guys, that's our signal.
I really like Batman and Spider-Man.
Time for
when
the first.
When they take on Darth Vader.
Win of the week. Win of the week. Win of the week. Win of the week. Win of the week.
This is why I raise my hand, because everyone just sits here and does nothing.
All right. We are going to go first.
He's crazy. Sorry.
Brandon.
Yes. Hey, Brandon. What's your
win of the week? I've been signaled.
So my win of the week. My win of the week is also a gift.
Wait, is this the one that you told us about that you were going to?
No, I'll wait till next week for that one.
Oh, gosh. You've been teasing us for 2 weeks now.
He's going to wait for win of next week, that show.
Win of next week. This one is a gift from my wife for my birthday a couple weeks ago, but I had it for a couple weeks.
I have a question. Wars, before you show it. Oh,
man. It's a Star Wars puzzle.
Oh, nice.
Not vintage. So that's my win of the week. And then it also
looks like the carrying case.
It is, yeah. It's pretty sweet. And it's also my whiff of the week. So I can share that now, or I can share that at the whiffs.
It had 399 pieces. that's my guess. We'll save it for whiff of the week.
Yeah, show it for the whiff. But it's kind of cool. It came with a poster of the carrying case and all that. Nice. So that's pretty cool. Sweet.
That's cool.
So that's my one of the week. We already put it together. My son's really good at doing puzzles. He really enjoys doing puzzles. So me and him and my wife actually put it together the night that I got it. So it only took us, you know, a little bit to put it together. And he's only four, so he's actually really good at doing them. But he really enjoys doing puzzles and stuff. So we're always trying to get him something like that. And I thought it was cool. My wife got me one that was Star Wars related. So
cool.
Can't wait to hear the whiff side of that.
Yeah,
my wife is the puzzle person in the house, and my daughter loves puzzles. She's really good. We went to the library for anybody who's out there, you know, wanting to do a puzzle. We bought all the ones that we have to this point, and then we went to the library to get her some books. And my town library has an entire puzzle section, and I was surprised to find there was like a good like 10 Star Wars puzzles there that you could take out. Yeah, they were, you know, pretty new Buffalo, you know, puzzles. And so check out your local libraries. There might be some puzzles there you could do.
Stay tuned for next episode of Shane's Chronicles to the Library.
Yeah.
Mr. Shane Davison, please. Yes, Mr. Davison. This is Frank at the library. You got your puzzle back, and we counted the pieces. There's only 4,397 pieces in the puzzle. There's supposed to be 4,400. So we're going to have to charge you 10 cents a day until you bring those three pieces back.
All right, so let's go ahead and move on to. All right, we're going to move on. Well, you know what? There's a lot of Star Wars puzzles out there, and they're not cheap. Like, if your kids like doing them and you want to do more than, you know, one or two,
yeah,
you're not going to go buy 10, $40 puzzles, you know. So,
he loves them. So, we try to, you know, get him puzzles whenever we can. The Star Wars ones are pretty cool. That's our first Star Wars puzzle. So,
I've wanted that one with the vintage figures on it for a while. I just haven't really pulled the trigger on that, but they have a puzzle all with the vintage figures lined up too. All right. As Charles takes a drink, he's getting his vocal cords ready. Charles, what is your win of the week?
My win of the week.
Oh gosh. Like
is dinosaurs. Coleman. I've been looking for Coleman.
Yeah.
Coleman Trabor. Been looking for this guy for a while. I refuse to spend $50 on a Coleman.
Does he have his own app?
Did you use a coupon?
I wouldn't collect any toy named Coleman.
Yeah. Well, I needed him for my collection. I got him from Switzerland. I think it was Switzerland or Sweden. Switzerland, I think.
Those are two different countries.
Yeah. Completely. I placed a huge Lego order, and I only paid $30 for him. So
nice.
He is in very good condition, and his first name is Coleman.
Is he part of the Vintage Alliance?
Oh, I'm not sure. I didn't ask him. Let me say.
I love how Charles is adding a Coleman to his collecting, and the rest of us removed a Coleman from our collecting. Yeah.
But like,
our collecting is so much better now.
How do you know that that's real coming from like Switzerland or Sweden, whatever? Like,
yeah.
Like, isn't that where they make the Lego? Like, why couldn't
you look for the Lego insignias?
But why is it cheaper there?
Lego on the neck.
It's cheaper there because the shipping was like $50. So if you spend like $1,000, it's not that bad.
You spend $1,000 on Legos?
John, I spent a lot more than $1,000.
I mean, last week.
Last week I spent a lot. Charles, that's a revolution.
This used to be Charles's son collecting Lego, and now it's Charles collecting Lego.
Yeah, now it's just me. Yeah. I'm trying to get all of them, so. Yeah. Coleman. One by one.
What is the, is there like a count, or is that a ridiculous question? What's the count of Star Wars minifigures?
I think there's 1366 the last time I looked.
Oh, that's not that many.
Ridiculous.
What's the most expensive one? 800, I would say.
You have Is there a bad batch?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, there's.
So every basically
they have a ship.
It's not going to end.
No.
Oh no, it never ends. That's the thing.
And it's a modern vintage line, so it won't.
We're not looking for there are variants of these like Lego, but we're not making up variants. They're like real variants.
If there is a variant, do people get libel and torturous interference?
They might.
Okay. From that particular Lego called Coleman, they will.
I think there's only one variant of him.
That's his Jedi superpower. Is he brings libel and
tortoise intercom. But when there's a variant in Lego, I'm making a guess here. Isn't it like, you know,
it's all like
G1 or G, you know, like generation, like or release? Like it's a totally different release, right?
No, it's like a factory, like, you know, factory like difference. Like one will be smiling and one's not smiling or something like that.
Oh, like teeth and no teeth.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like stuff like that usually.
Mm. Right. Right.
Mm. The most expensive is probably. The Boba Fett Cloud City. I think he's like $3,000.
Is that on purpose?
I saw that.
Yeah.
Rula had that in one of his videos.
So Lego is kind of like John Walden. Like sometimes he's smiling and sometimes he's not.
Yeah. So is that.
Like you got a different variant.
Is that variant on purpose though? Like the smiling face and the non-smiling. Because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brandon
wants to just make them. They just make them differently. Like there's so many variants of like an R2-D2. It's like ridiculous how many R2-D2s there are.
I have a question about that. So if they have two different variants, are they from two different play sets?
I don't think so. I think they're from the same one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
All right. We are going to go to Shane.
Let's go to Shane.
Help Shane, yourself. Show us your win of the week.
Help yourself, Shane.
Hey, Shane. Jump right in.
Guess what this is going to be.
Labouche.
Yeah. Stop me if I showed this already, but I think I showed it to you guys.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Stop.
I'm starting to have concerns that I showed this already, but
probably, yeah, you did.
Did I show
this?
Yes.
I've seen 15 of those.
Yes. The new one that you got.
Did I show the painted torso?
Yes.
Yes.
I did. All right. So let's see. So now
on the card.
Well, wait.
Did I show it on the card?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yes, you said it was a picture. You sent us a picture.
Oh, yeah. You showed us a picture. Yeah.
This was through the chat. He sent us a picture.
Yeah.
He never showed it on Wins and Whiff.
Yeah. I got it because I got it pretty recently, and I don't think I did show since we've been home.
Does that have a pop cut? You can tell
through the card that's painted.
So this is a 65A.
Is it a pop cut?
It's a debut card. The card's really in nice shape. Debut card, unpunched. Really nice card. It's got a little dog ear here, a little bit. And so the whole thing with this is I even asked you guys before I purchased it.
It's a dog ear.
I was trying to zoom in on the photos and see if I could figure it out from the photos. They weren't great, so I had to take a chance. It's a Taiwan, which I did know, but it's a painted torso. So the top there in brown is molded in brown. And the crotchal region is painted in beige as opposed to the opposite. Usually it's molded in beige and painted brown. So I was very excited about this because I have only two of these loose and they both have rubs on them. You know, so the beige paint is rubbed off and you could see the brown underneath. So to get a carded example of it, I was very excited about this. It's really a nice shape. There's no veining or anything. The litho is really nice. It's unpunched. It's a debut card. And just came across it. Wasn't anything I was searching really hard for. I really would like to get a mint loose one that has no rubs, and I haven't done that yet. But to get a carded one, I was very, very excited. I took a chance.
You keep pulling up that bubble enough, you might have a mint loose one.
Yeah, it's got a tinge of yellow to it, but other than that, it's in really nice shape. And
you just brought up a future episode.
How many
words there are for like a mint on card? Veining, yellow, unpunched, litho. Mm. Like there's so many.
Yeah.
It's a cardboard shelf that holds a finger on it.
No, Charles,
there's so many different names.
Charles, you forgot to mention the freaking best one. It has a dog ear in the corner. I have never heard that in my life.
Well, it's not even really. It's not even really that bad. There's like a little
heard of a dog ear, a Chris?
Shelfware right there.
That's not talking about a Star Wars mint on card, man. I think it's actually funny and pretty cool, but I'm just saying I never heard of it.
Yeah, so I was very excited to add that because I have a bunch of other mocks, but I do not have a painted torso, so now I do, and I'll be on the lookout for a loose one. If anybody's watching that has a mint loose one, give me a shout. I'm interested.
As long as it doesn't have a dog ear.
Yeah.
No dog ears on it.
No dog ears allowed.
All right. John, we come to thee.
Yep. John's going. Ready? And start.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Here we go.
Not nearly as long as everybody else's. But my win tonight is not toy related. Just like the discussion about the
toy show,
crab
right?
boil.
Toy show?
Okay. Right. My son's band, who does our theme song for the Wins of the Week, and, well, he doesn't do it for the show, but, you know, we kind of ripped it from.
I thought he did, too.
Take a time, John.
Hey, we've got the clock running. We know what's going on. And he also did the theme song. Their band does the theme song for our regular episodes. Anyway, they just got back from the Monster Energy Drink Outbreak Tour with a couple of bands they were supporting out there. They were in California and New Mexico and Arizona. And anyway, they have some new merch. So Drew gave me some new merch. And first I want to show you the shirt. It's pretty cool. Says Gum Chattanooga.
Cool.
Right.
And for anybody who doesn't know, Gum is the name of the band.
Yeah, right? Gum is the name of the band. Yeah, thank you.
Chattanooga is a place that
you don't want to get pizza. Yeah, you don't want to get pizza from there.
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
That's where the Civil War was, guys.
This is the Chattanooga Lookouts logo.
Oh.
For the
recognize that have here in Chattanooga.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
For all of our viewers.
It says
for all of our viewers, a little behind the scenes info. John informed us just very recently that the Civil War took place in the parking lot of his toy store.
Yep.
So if you want to
outside the parking lot,
visit a historical site.
There was a battle. There was a historic battle right outside the doors of this very establishment.
Yep.
Back in 1800 and
was that
62.
At was that at Fort Oglethorpe?
63. It was in Fort Oglethorpe, yeah.
Fort Bumblefuck.
An actual fort. Fort Oglethorpe is an actual fort until World War II, after World War II. Anyway.
WW2.
And this is their new album.
Nice.
Slogan Machine.
Nice.
So it's an LP. It's a vinyl LP. I'm going to take the record out.
Is there a variant of that?
LP stamp?
There are
LP.
Variants. Yes. If you go onto their website, you can see all the variants that they have. They have a yellow one. They have a purple one. They have, I think, a red one. And then this is a teal one. Can't really tell that. Can't really tell that it's teal. Let me see if I can get a. I don't know how to. It's too big. But you can. It's, you know, translucent. There you go. It's kind of green.
John, I'll give you $50 if you spin that on your finger and you use your nail from your other hand and you can play it.
I mean, if you're trying to show us the color, why don't you just take it out of the package?
But look. Oh, well, that's. Well, I don't want to ruin it.
And now he's frozen.
Yeah.
There he is. There it looks go. Silver that to us, though,
yeah,
or at least
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, that looks silver.
Yeah. Green.
And if you look right here on side A, the third track is our theme song.
Oh, oh it says five, it's the name of the song, Five Idiots Talking Toys.
It's five Idiots, five talking, idiots toys. Talking Toys. Yep. So sweet. Anyway, there's the record, and there's a little. Remember when we had the lyric sheets and stuff in records? And
really? They had the lyrics on there?
Yep. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
And this.
So. Your son's all the way on the left, right?
Yeah, that's him right here.
Yeah.
That's Drew.
Congrats, nice. Drew.
But yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty very awesome. Nice. And they, I think they've
thank
sold
you very
out.
Much for letting us use your songs.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Congrats yeah. to Gum. Friends of the show hooked us up with some good theme music and congrats on the release of the LP.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They've been working very really, nice. Really
congratulations.
Hard.
Congratulations.
Where can you buy it?
You can get it through their link tree and I'll put that up. In the comments.
That's a proud daddy moment right there, huh?
Yeah, that's freaking awesome. Way please. Farther along than I ever made it.
Obviously, you own a toy store.
he built a toy store on the grounds of the Civil War.
Yeah. He's selling toys with people died.
I'm going to stop it. Oh, my God.
Oh, you messed it up. You cleared it out.
4 hours and 20 minutes. John,
did he happen to take any of our Five Idiots stickers with him on tour and throw them into the crowd?
Oh, no. Damn. I didn't ask him to.
All the girls were probably like,
missed opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not.
But yeah.
All right. How about
that's my word of the week.
Whiff of the week. Brandon hinted. Ah, you got one.
Here's our whiff.
Less puzzle pieces.
Of the week.
Not enough puzzle pieces.
Whiff of the week.
Not enough puzzle pieces.
We were down to the final five or six pieces, and I noticed that one of them was missing.
Uh-oh.
So my whiff of the week is that there's 399 pieces.
Shane got
but
it.
But I think I know where it went.
Uh-oh, toilet.
And I think my dog ate it.
Oh, backyard. God.
Well, I mean, we're putting it together, and my son was like, you know, he's four, so he knocked some pieces off the table, and I just happened to maybe catch my dog at the final stages of chomping it down. I didn't think that she would do that. But I think she did either that or it didn't come with it. So I had my daughter searching the feces the next day.
Oh, God. No offense to anyone who has a dog, but stupid dogs.
gone in 60. Was it gone in 60 seconds where they're looking for the car keys and the dog had eaten the car keys?
Yeah.
Now
your puzzle piece was gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
That would not be a whiff if you listened to Shane and you went to the library. Because you wouldn't have spent any money. It would have been free, and you just return it back to the library.
I don't know. So it happened to be on Yoda's face, too. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe I can
craft
another piece, maybe, and paint it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Why don't you go to your local library, steal that one piece, and return it?
I don't know if they even have this.
Well, I think you should buy whatever puzzles you want. But if your kids like puzzles, you can get new ones every week at the library.
Shane will check his library. He'll steal the piece for you. Mail
there
it
you go.
And that's it.
How about you just bring that back to the store and say that there's a piece missing and get a new one?
I'm not saying to do this, but this is what John would do. Reorder one from Amazon, take that piece out, then return it back to Amazon. I wouldn't do that.
I thought about all those things.
But that's what John told me that he does.
Do you think that piece would fit from a different puzzle, or do you think they're cut?
You guys are thinking about it the wrong way. You don't order a new one and look for the piece you're missing. You order a new one and return that one.
He already built it. He already put it all together.
He has to do the whole thing all over.
Do it again?
Yeah, but you're supposed to do puzzles again and again unless you're going to glue it together.
Oh, I don't know. The cool thing about it is that it's a family thing, so it's big and
small. Big and small. Cool. I don't even know about that.
It's obviously not a family puzzle because you don't have one piece.
So this side
isn't the dog is part all, of the family.
This side is all big pieces, and then this side's all the small pieces. So the piece I'm missing is a very small Yoda piece, which I think is like right.
His wife bought him a Yoda puzzle.
Looks like he has a canker sore on his lip.
Yeah, something. Like, it's just missing, and everyone's like, "Wow, that's really cool." And then they look, and they're like,
"It is not."
They're like, "Wow, that's really cool," and they're like, "Oh, you found the piece?" I'm like, "No," and they keep looking like, "Oh, you can't even tell, really." So. I mean, it's disassembled now. It's in here.
Mm. You took it apart?
In the trash. You took it apart?
One in the trash.
You took the whole thing apart?
Well, do you really think Brandon's going to let his kids have anything Star Wars? God. Brandon's putting that right into his drawer.
Yeah. It was on the kitchen table, so I don't know. I mean, I have to take it apart or else I'll get a divorce. So
that's going to do it for this episode.
Oh, are we done?
Oh, sorry.
Do we have a time on that, Charles?
Yes, yours was the longest. Yes. I was timing them.
That's gonna do it.
If anybody has an extra piece, the piece that I'm missing to the puzzle, I think you're required. Please let me know. I'll buy it.
What?
Anybody has a piece to the puzzle?
If anybody has Yoda's chin on a puzzle piece, he's gonna buy it from you.
Yeah, Brandon, out of the 17 people that are going to watch this episode, they're going to send you his chin.
His Yoda chin.
I know a couple of people who probably would.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for another episode of this Five Idiots Talking Toys Wins and Whiffs of the Week series. Thanks very much for joining us. We have our regular episodes, topic episodes, every Sunday.
That figure's not allowed on here.
Throw that in the garbage.
Block it. Block that
figure.
You
block Coleman?
Please subscribe to the channel, like this video, and comment. What was your favorite win of the week? And let us know if you have Yoda's chin on a puzzle piece. Thank you very much for watching. We will see you on the next episode of Wins and Whiffs of the Week. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
See y'all later.
Bye.
How to do it.